Exotic, do you fuck with country music?
Not really.
You should listen to some Rascal Flatts.
No, thanks.
No. Listen. Like, I'm not saying I like country music. I like certain country songs, but this is one that sounds good that doesn't make me want to, like, fuck my tractor or, like, think that my dog is cheating with me on my wife or some stupid shit that isn't white people country music.
Mm-hmm. I listened to MGK and Jelly Roll song.
MGK doesn't count. He got motherfucking bullied into country.
How'd he get bullied into country music?
He fucking got shit on by Eminem. That would turn me to country music too. Or pop or whatever.
He still makes rap. He does.
How does it feel to be the MGK of this group? To get bullied out of your prime into something else that you didn't even want to be a part of?
Also.
Oh, I got you. Hold on. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another week of Exotic's Encyclopedia of Force Facts. Today's Force Fact is one that has to do with my clone boner. Thank you. That's the show. Please follow us on all the social medias. Website coming soon. Rinchy, right? Rinchy?
I can go back to sleep if you want me to.
I love you, Exotic. I promise. Hey everyone, and may the force be with you. Welcome once again to our newest segment on the show, Versus, where it will be a one-on-one between one of your hosts here. I'm here with my boy Winchy and Exotic. The way we're going to change the format up just a little bit to where the goal now is to convince whoever isn't competing in the Versus of whose side is the best, and the third party will choose at the end who has won this Versus match. So I'm excited. I know Exotic is dead on the inside, so that means he's excited somewhere. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So today's Versus is going to be Dark Side Duos. So I have mine. Exotic has his. We haven't told each other. We have no clue what the other one is thinking right now. And we're going to have Winchy at the end decide whose Dark Side Duo is better. All right, so controversial for a couple reasons, but my Dark Side Duo is a Legends Dark Side Duo, and it's Darth Cadus and Tahiri Vela.
I definitely know who those are.
Oh, don't worry. I'll give you a history, brother.
Okay. My two is going to be your boys from the Old Republic, Revan and Malak.
Ooh, that's going to be a hard one to go against, but I think I can do it.
Do you?
Of course I do. My brother, not once in my life have I gone into battle expecting to lose. All right, so lead off, brother. Why do you think that your duo is the best?
Well, you got Darth Malak being the apprentice of Revan, and Revan being one of the most badass motherfuckers known in the Star Wars galaxy. And then you also have Revan being able to take down possibly the strongest, I guess you could say, Sith Lord. Not really by name, though, Vishit. And, I mean, with those feats alone, there's not much you can do to beat them, in my opinion.
All right, well, first off, Revan didn't beat Vishit. Didn't he get locked up for like 300 years being sucked dry through the Force?
Technically, he still beat Vishit, though.
Technically, he got sucked dry through the Force for 300 years.
Okay, even after the 300 years, he still ended up coming out on top.
But Valkorion existed, and so did Tenebrae. How is that coming on top? And he fucking murked his fucking, I don't know, he took off the, I feel like part of being a good duo is like y'all work together. That motherfucker had to put Malak in his straight, like in his place from the get-go. He fucking took off his whole fucking jaw.
That's how like all Sith fucking duos are. They always be trying to kill each other.
Yeah, but which one took off his fucking jaw? Also, I said Dark Side duo. I didn't say specifically Sith.
Okay, but they're a Dark Side and Sith duo.
Okay. Yeah, it sucks for them. Duo compatibility not working out for you, bud.
Doesn't matter. Their feats by themselves are worth it.
All right, well, let me teach you about my boy Darth Cadus and fucking Tahiri Vela. So first off, Tahiri Vela was the girlfriend of his younger brother who died in the Yuuzhan Vong War. He started fucking his brother's bitch after he passed away and was abusing her emotionally to help him push his plans forward, first off. So that motherfucker was definitely steeped in some dark side bullshit to fuck your dead brother's girlfriend. Then Cadis literally fucked with the flow of time to make sure that his daughter did not fall to the dark side and become like queen of the Sith. Revan has his feats. Don't get me wrong. Revan is a fucking badass, but he did not fuck the flow of time to save his most precious loved one. Not only that, but Cadis is also in the Skywalker line. So automatically you get fucking Jedi G status or Force G status, whatever you want to call it, just from being in that line. And even if you're two generations removed, it doesn't matter. That bloodline is still strong as fuck. And I mean, like, he also started a fucking galactic civil war, though it didn't last that long. He did what he had to make sure that his daughter did not become queen of the Sith. Fucking amazing.
I mean, Malak puts an end to almost an entire race in a war against the Mandalorians by himself.
I mean, I don't know how genocide makes you a good duo, but...
No, because Mandalorian is a very strong race. And, I mean, even if they didn't work as a duo as much... Just like their feats by themselves, put them together and they're unstoppable.
I know you don't know much about Legends, but let me tell you something. Cadis was fucking up some Mandalorians. The motherfucker knew Shatterpoint. Beskar meant nothing to him. Nothing. And not only that, like, you're going off pure power, which that's okay. That is one area you can focus on. And I'll even give it to you that, like, sure, when it comes to power, they would have a run for their money for sure. Because Tahiri Vela wasn't no punk in the Force, and especially after she became like a semi-fused being because of the Yuuzhan Vong torturing her, she was still inordinately strong for a Force user at that time. Again, Cadis is from the Skywalker line. But, like, the story is so beautifully tragic from both ends. I feel like it doesn't matter what you say about Revan and Malak. They just cannot compete with, like, this unit as a duo. Individually, yeah, sure, they probably fucking murk either side. But, like, as a duo, you gotta understand, Anakin and Tahiri grew up in the Jedi Academy. Anakin Solo is the third child of Leia and Han, who, when he goes to the Jedi Academy, meets this girl who was raised by sand people, by the way. So Tatooine roots at that with Anakin Solo when Anakin Skywalker was from Tatooine. They fall in love with each other over time growing up, you know, friends to lovers trope, however you want to describe it. And not only that, but the motherfucker's brother who was, I mean, like, the Solo family was fucking rocked by the death of Anakin. And for Jason Solo to not only go through, like, because he knew who Tahiri was, they were also close. The Solo parents considered Tahiri, like, their unspoken fourth child. Like, they really, like, loved the fact of how close they was with Anakin. They definitely sanctioned that relationship. From going to that upbringing at the Jedi Academy with Grandmaster Skywalker to both of them falling to the dark side, even though for Tahiri it's only momentary, and planning galactic conquest together, knowing what they know, the fact that Jason knew his brother and Tahiri were madly in love, still deciding to fuck her, and not only physically fucking her, but mentally fucking her by flow walking her back in time to see the moment where the love of her life gave his life to stop the Yuuzhan Vong from releasing a Jedi killing animal called the Voxen. Like, you're not gonna get me from a story perspective on this one. Power, sure, I'll give it to you, but when it comes to dark side duo being a unit together, the poeticism and just the story of Cadis and Tahiri fucking tops anything that the Revan and Malak story could do. They weren't a good duo. They didn't even really like each other. Revan himself didn't even stay on the dark side. He got sucked off for 300 years after failing galactic conquest. Like, at least Cadis went out of G. His sister took him out, but he got what he wanted in the end. Darth Revan did not get his galactic conquest. He did not take over the known galaxy, so he fucking failed. That right there is already one point. Nah, he failed. He fucking failed.
I mean, in the end, he sacrifices himself for the greater good.
Yes, for the greater good. That's not something a dark side duo. That's not something someone from the dark side would do. They would not necessarily sacrifice themselves for the greater good. Jason Solo sure didn't. He sacrificed himself for his daughter, not the greater fucking good. He said, fuck the greater good. I want my kid to not be queen of the Sith. That's the difference. A true Jedi is going to sacrifice themselves for the greater good. A true dark side user, you can even say Sith because he was a Sith, is not going to do that shit. Not for the greater good. A Jedi says, you for the world. A Sith says, the world for you.
Hey, it's My Hero Academia.
What?
All for one and one for all.
All right, so Revan Malik coming from being Jedi to being badass fucking Sith. All right. I would, you know, argue that Revan was more of Jesus, in my opinion, when it came to back in the Old Republic era. All right. Dude was fucking strong as hell. Then he got his memory wiped and literally he... Fuck, what am I trying to say here?
You're basically trying to say he was nothing that Jesus was. I got that.
No, he...
No.
His memory was wiped just because the Jedi couldn't deal with Malik. And whenever... Fuck, I can't even fucking think of the phrasing. Even as a duo, I mean, yes, they fucking hated each other. But let's just say 2v2, right? We just go straight off 2v2. Who gonna fucking win that shit? Malik Revan versus whatever the fuck those two other motherfuckers are. I can't remember their names because you just be spieling off sometimes.
Cadus and Tahiri, but like I already said, they would probably win when it came to like a battle of just raw power. Sure, I'll concede that. I don't think that makes them the better dark side duo.
I mean, dark
side. I think that makes them the stronger dark side duo.
Exactly. What is the whole dark side about? Strength. That's like the whole fucking thing is.
Yeah, but you're missing the whole duo part. Do you play video games where you're trying to win with someone you fucking hate?
If they carry in me, yeah.
Oh.
You know how many times I've played with you and I fucking hit your ass.
Oh, it's toxic. You can't bring real life into this shit. Yes, Star Wars. You're just mad because the only thing you have a leg to stand on is raw power. Who gives a fuck? Exactly. Revan, I would not say Revan was like the fucking Jesus of his time. Yeah, he was strong, but like Jesus? No. David and Goliath? Sure. Yeah, I'll give him. He was as strong as David. Cool. Yeah, but nah, he's not a Jesus. The only Jesus that universe has is Anakin fucking pocket pussy Skywalker. Revan is strong. And I even have a theory that like of all the teachers that Anakin could possibly have for like characters that just exist in the Star Wars universe, Revan would be the best because of his knowledge of the light and the dark side. But Jesus, to say that he's Jesus, no. To say that he's a great warrior for the Jedi, absolutely. And he was recognized for that. But the motherfucker went to the, like, first off, fucked off Mandalorian culture, threw the fucking mask of Mandalore into fucking oblivion to basically throw the entire Mandalorian culture into disarray. Sure, that's cool. Then goes off into the dark side, or goes off into the unknown regions, comes back a fucking Sith, like, sure, cool, you know, fucks up the galaxy, but ultimately fails his ultimate goal, gets turned back to the light, and then again proceeds to be sucked off for 300 years, 15 minutes after he's, I am Revan Reborn, and before me, you are nothing. Like, okay, cool, you're strong, dude. What's that doing for us now? What's that doing for the dark side? Where's Malik? But Tahiri and Cadus, Cadus's great upbringing and lineage, falls to the dark side, but for reasons that like he truly believed was like his destiny, his path, goes through all this strife, not only changes, like uses like his knowledge of the Senate from using droids to like create a triumvirate in the Senate so that he holds power, like basically the equivalent of chief of state, just kind of split into three, uses that to fucking start another galactic civil war, and still in the end with his dying breath saves not only the love of his life, but also his daughter, and accomplishes his end goal. Sure, it cost him his life, but he got what he wanted. And Tahiri was able to, you know, find refuge afterwards and recognize what Cadus had done to her while she's like pleading her case in a trial, because she was, you know, she killed my favorite fucking Imperial. Like, I should hate the bitch, but I have to give it to him as a dark side duo. The story is fucking tragically beautiful. He gets what he wants and is in. I just think that, like, if you're talking about a goal-oriented dark side duo, Cadus uses his quote-unquote apprentice to get what he wants, and he succeeds. Revan used his apprentice and failed. Absolutely spectacularly at that.
I mean, I don't think he failed, because taking out Vishit was the goal.
Did he conquer the galaxy?
No, but his goal was to take out Vishit, which he did.
I mean, if I was caught by my abuser and they sucked my dick for 300 years so much that my raw dick fell off and then I killed them, I wouldn't say that I won. I would say I got my revenge. I would not say that I won.
Isn't getting revenge just winning?
No.
Yes.
It's a consolation for sure, but it ain't winning sometimes. Sometimes it is. In this case, it's
definitely
not
winning.
Bro, if you got trapped, okay, so if I trapped you and I licked your booty hole for 300 years, 300 years of me just, you all up in it, just slurpity slurp slurp, like, and then you killed me, who really won? I got sweet ass for 300 years. You killed me and it took, I don't know, 6 seconds. I had to bring ass into this somehow, yeah. I'm sorry. I had to bring something sexual into this. Yeah. Speaking of sexual, they was fucking. Was Malik and Revan fucking?
No. Why the fuck would... You don't need to be fucking, all right? That's not the whole thing here.
I don't know. I feel a good duo fucks. I think that me and my girlfriend are a good duo. We fuck. I think that Winchy and Tina are a good duo. Do y'all fuck? I'm sorry. I'm just asking for the people in the back.
But we do fuck.
Yeah. Good duo. They fuck. Your duo. Do they fuck? I'm just...
A good duo doesn't need a fuck.
Okay. They don't need
but
to fuck.
But it helps.
But yeah, it helps. That chemistry. That chemistry.
Sorry, I'm supposed to stay impartial. My bad.
I mean, a good duo is... Fuck, what's the word?
I mean, why do you think there's so many Pookie memes, right? Like, that sexual tension exists for a reason. Because good duos fuck. They fuck people up and they fuck. I'm just spitting facts here, man.
Are you, though?
Yeah. Bro, all you got is strength. That's it.
Exactly.
I didn't hit
That's
you on, like,
you
three other levels. No. No,
you
I didn't get you on
strength
three.
Is all you need.
Strength is not all you need to be the best duo.
Yes, strength is all you need.
You're toxic.
In the end, nope. In the end, you will always win if you are stronger than your opponent.
That is not true. Jesus lost to the Jews. Everyone is stronger than the Jews.
Why the fuck are we bringing Jesus back into this?
Because you brought it in first.
No, you did. You were talking about Skywalker.
No, you were talking about.
Okay,
Red
as the ref, I'm gonna. That's a red flag. That's a red card right there. We not talking about Jews, all right?
He brought up Jesus first. He was like, Revan was basically the Jesus.
No, I said Revan was basically the Jesus. You literally said because Skywalker is the Jesus.
I said if anyone, you know, we record, right? I said if anyone is Jesus, it would be Anakin, not Revan. That's all I said.
You brought it up first.
You brought it up first.
No, I didn't.
You want to bet? Apology video if you're wrong?
No, I did. You
apology
brought it up first. That's
wrong.
The only reason.
Apology
That's
video if
only...
you're wrong? I'll make another apology. I don't give a fuck. I'll make another apology, but apology
you can
video
go back
if you're
and
wrong,
look at it right now.
I'm not saying anything because I want an apology video from Exotic.
What do you mean? I didn't bring it up first.
Yes, you did.
Though.
No,
you
I didn't.
Did, though. Yes, you totally did, bro.
He brought up how the Skywalker lineage and Skywalker is basically Jesus of the Star Wars timeline. And then I was like, Revan
was
the Jesus of his time. No.
No, it was after. Bro,
no, it wasn't.
Winchy is never on my side when it comes to these apology fucking videos. If he agrees with me, I know I'm right.
Well, you're not right because that's the only reason I brought it up was because you brought it up.
Okay. So you're right. Do you agree to make an apology video if you're wrong?
No.
What? Nah, bro. Come on.
What do you mean no? I should agree or disagree.
Bro, apology video.
If you go and look at it right now, I will apologize.
No, I can't. I can't do it while I'm recording it. I'd have to stop recording.
Weird.
And then listen to half the thing.
You wouldn't have to. It's in the last like 10 minutes, if that.
And then I would have to cut out the part so you would believe me. That's a lot of work. Just agree to make an apology video if you're wrong. Easy peasy. Come on, do it. Be a man. Die on your hill. I would, like I said, I'm stupid. I'll die on a hill. I don't give a fuck. But I know I'm right. In 2 weeks, people are gonna hear, "Hey guys, it's Nikita. It looks like I was wrong once again."
You brought it up first. I will apologize in our next recording. How about that?
Okay, bet. Y'all heard it here. He said he would apologize in the next recording. Let's go. All right, well, clearly we're getting nowhere in the actual argument anymore. So, Winchy, if you could, please let us know who you think won this versus. And if you could also provide a little bit of reasoning as to why you chose who you chose, that would also be great.
All right, so I'm pretty sure Nikita won this one. I'm sorry, Exotic, but he has all the arguments, man. And you just got power.
I think you're just on his side because of fucking.
No, I was on his side before that. I was on his side when he was throwing down all the counters to your arguments. You're like, oh, Malik, you know, did the whole Mandalorian genocide. So did Cadus. He was right there. They be killing all the Mandalorians. they released a fucking virus thing onto planet Mandalore that made it so nobody from with Fett DNA could ever return to the planet. They'd be fucking him up. And yeah, he walked through time, and Revan got stuck in a time bubble for 300 years, getting his soul sucked out. And
wasn't his soul, it was just his power.
You know, I language, all right, look, it's just terminology, okay? You didn't say shit when he was like, he getting his ass ate for 300 years, but when I'm like, he get his soul sucked, you're like, that's not what it was. Come on. All right, so he was getting his ass ate. Even more reason for me to not be on his side. I have to give it to Nikita here. He brought the facts. He brought the ABC points. He refuted all of your arguments. You got to come at this stronger next time.
Well, I had 20 minutes to prepare, so we'll get him next time. Don't worry.
We'll get you 25 minutes next time.
Yeah, that'll help.
Doesn't matter. I didn't know who your duo was, and you didn't know who mine was, and I was still able to prepare.
Who my duo was until 20 minutes before we started recording.
I didn't know my duo was until 20 minutes before we started recording. Also,
I doubt it. You always have prep time, and you can't lie on that.
Okay, I have prep time because I literally just, like, I copy and pasted the questions that the person who submitted this versus on did, and that was literally it. And, like, look, if you even want to see this, hold on. I can even show you a screenshot of what I posted. This was all I had, and I just went and one, I was like, okay, well, we talked about one in the other episode, so, like, let me just pick some from here. And I saw Best Darkseid Duo, and I was like, oh, this would give me a good one that Exotic would pick. I had no idea that I thought about Kadis and Tahiri at the last second.
Mm-hmm. That's what they all say.
Okay, you're just mad because you caught an L. You caught an L from Nikita himself, handed to you on a silver platter by my boy Winchy. Hey, maybe next time, buddy.
Mm, we'll think about it.
I can't wait to rev the verses between you two. There's going to be a little bit of a grudge there.
I'm ready.
Are you, though?
I mean,
it starts.
I think I'm more ready than you.
Probably.
Ooh. All right, anyways, before this gets any more passive aggressive, thank you guys so much for tuning in to our verses here. Here, where we had Darth Kadis and Tahiri Vela versus Darth Revan and Darth Malak. Exotic, I will say you put up a good fight, but power ain't all that makes a good duo. That's all I'm saying. I hope you learned that lesson today. I know you fucking didn't, because you won't admit it, but you're just as fucking stubborn as I am sometimes, and you're gonna die on that fucking Revan Malak hill over there. But I did have a good time debating against you, and I hope everyone also enjoyed the little debate between me and Exotic here in Versus. If you have any suggestions, please feel free to drop them in the comments, in the Spotify section, in, you know, DMs on Twitter, wherever you want. If you want to see a Versus match specifically, please let us know. Be sure to follow us on all social media at Force Unscripted on Twitter, formerly known as X, The Force Unscripted on everything else, wherever you get your podcast fixed from. Website coming soon, hopefully, fingers crossed, dot your I's and cross your T's or whatever people say. And may the Force be with you, everyone.
Yep, have a good one, and the Kata apology video coming soon.
Fuck you, ref.
I certify this statement.
What the fuck?